Penguin Random House Audio presents The Word Before Work, a Monday through Friday devotional to help you find eternal purpose in your daily work. This is the author, Jordan Rayner. Dedicated to my pastor, Chris Basham. Thank you for your infectious love of God's Word. Introduction. I spent the first decade of my career as a tech entrepreneur, starting and selling a number of different startups. I loved my work, but I can never kick this nagging feeling that I was a second-class Christian because I wasn't spending Monday through Friday working as a pastor or full-time missionary. Maybe you felt the same way. About halfway through my career in tech, God graciously opened my eyes to what His Word says about work. For the first time, I was seeing the following. God Himself worked, not just as a preacher, but as a gardener and carpenter. See Genesis 2:8 and Mark 6:3. The work you and I do as entrepreneurs, artists, managers, janitors, marketers, and stay-at-home parents matters even when we're not sharing the gospel. See Romans 8:19 through 23. We'll work forever in the new heavens and new earth. See Isaiah 65:17 through 25. God has always wanted to do His redemptive work in partnership with human beings. See Genesis 45:4 through 11. The very purpose of our salvation is to do good works, including the good work we do in our offices and at home. See Ephesians 2:10. For the past few years, I've been expounding on biblical truths like these in my Monday morning devotional, The Word Before Work, which has helped millions of Christians in every country in the world find eternal purpose in their work. One of the most frequent refrains I hear from those readers is, "We need these reminders daily, not just weekly." This book is my response to that plea. How this devotional is organized. Prior to writing this devotional, I had read my Bible front to back a few times. But for The Word Before Work, I did something new. I read every word of Scripture looking for just one thing: what God has to say about what work He's called us to do, why He's called us to do it, and how we are to work in accordance with His commands. Through that exercise, I identified more than 1,000 passages of Scripture that relate to our work. This book contains 260 of the most relevant, one for each workday of the year if you work Monday through Friday. If you don't work Monday through Friday, feel free to create your own cadence for listening through this devotional. I've dedicated the first 4 weeks of this devotional to helping you build a foundational understanding of what God's Word says about your work. In weeks 1 through 2, we'll sketch out the biblical narrative of work. In week 3, we'll see why exactly our work matters for eternity in light of that narrative. And in week 4, we'll look at 5 ways those truths inform how we should work today. The rest of this book will walk you through the whole of Scripture, focusing on the passages most relevant to your work. In an effort to add some variety to your listening each week, I will not be walking you straight from Genesis to Revelation. You'll thank me when we get to the Minor Prophets. Instead, we'll alternate between sequential readings of the Old Testament, New Testament, and wisdom literature. That's Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon in the following rhythm: Mondays, Old Testament; Tuesdays, New Testament; Wednesdays, wisdom literature; Thursdays, Old Testament; Fridays, New Testament. There are a few things I would recommend you consider doing on your non-work days. Catch up on any devotionals you missed during the work week. Pray more than you would during the week for your work and coworkers, or dig into the supplemental materials I've included with each devotional. Bonus resources. In addition to the content within this audiobook, I've created a website, thewordbeforework.com, where I've included free resources to help you dive deeper into the topic of each day's devotional. These resources include the following: additional scripture, my interviews with actors, executives, FBI agents, carpenters, novelists, and more on how they're responding to the biblical truth shared in the devotional, my interviews with pastors and theologians such as Tim Keller, N.T. Wright, John Mark Comer, Randy Alcorn, Ruth Cho Simons, Mark Batterson, and Gisela Kreglinger, who help illuminate the biblical text. You can dig into these resources throughout the week or only on the weekend, whenever you want, but trust me, you won't want to miss them. Bookmark thewordbeforework.com now to maximize your experience with this audiobook. Okay, are you ready to unpack what God's Word says about your work? Are you ready to understand how the gospel of Jesus Christ enables you to rest from your work while also making you wildly ambitious for it? Are you ready to find eternal purpose in what you do Monday through Friday? Then let's begin. Week 1, Monday, looking for a God at work. Genesis 1, 1 through 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In the church today, we talk a lot about how God is loving, holy, omnipresent, all-powerful, faithful, just, and true. But we rarely, if ever, talk about the fact that we worship a God who works. Yet, that is the very first thing God revealed about himself in Scripture. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God was productive. In the beginning, God worked. In the first pages of Genesis, we see God working with his words and his hands. We see him joyfully engaged in the work of creating. It's significant to note that the Hebrew word malacha, which we translate work in this verse, is also used to describe human work throughout the Old Testament. Every other religion says that the gods created human beings to work and serve the gods. Only the Bible says that God himself worked to serve us. This radical truth is foundational to how we, God's image bearers, should think about our work today. Work isn't a necessary evil or a meaningless means to an end. Work is dignified, meaningful, and good in and of itself. More than that, work is God-like and a way that we reflect his character to those around us. With that in mind, go and lean into your God-ordained work with love and excellence today. Week 1, Tuesday. What God did not create in the beginning. Genesis 1, 27 through 28. God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it." What God created in the first 6 days is remarkable. But what's equally remarkable is what he did not create. After working for 6 days, God left the earth largely undeveloped and uncultivated. He created a blank canvas and then invited us to join him in filling it. Before God rested on the seventh day, he put a succession plan in place, calling us to create in his image, to fill the earth and subdue it. As one pastor pointed out, this is a call for civilization, not just procreation. It's a call to cultural creation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?